Greenstone. As the new year dawns, Geraldton is set to spruce up its appearance thanks to efforts being made at the local high school. Students at Geraldton Composite High School, led by shopteacher Les Barrett, have been enlisted to construct planter box benches that will be installed along the main street in Geraldton. The benches will be for use by community members and passers-by alike during the spring and summer months. Barrett beamed with excitement for his students as he discussed the project with Dougal Media. He has been teaching at Geraldton Composite High School for 3 years. He said that the project was made possible thanks to donations from all over the community. He also said that the idea for the benches came from another staff member. This project was brought to me by one of our educational assistants, Ms. Margie, and she wanted to beautify Geraldton. She wanted these planter boxes made and it was a project that we could do. I can do any project that the kids want to do, so I drew up a plan and she liked it, Barrett said. As for what will make these planter benches stand out and contribute to community beautification efforts, Barrett gave a good overview of what the final result should look like. It's a special box. It's got a big seat in the middle, we're going to be putting animals on the outside of it made out of steel, the GCHS emblem on the front, and the people that donated are going to have little plaques on either end of them. That's coming from the manufacturing department. Barrett said that students are already excited about how the project is coming along and that they should take great pride in their work. I think they're really pumped about it because it's theirs. They're going to see it on the street. I think they'll really like it. They're learning everything. They learn angles, they learn fasteners, they learn glues. How to measure is a big thing. I spend a week with them learning how to measure. The plan is to continue with the planter box benches as long as the donations are there to support the project. Barrett noted that the most expensive part of the whole thing has been acquiring materials. We have wood sitting at the hardware store. When we're done this one, we're going to start another one. There are 4 planter benches on the docket for completion this year, he said. Barrett made it clear that the sky really is the limit when it comes to what kinds of projects he and his students are capable of completing, listing past examples such as a Christmas tree stand for Geraldton's big community Christmas tree, benches and planters for the local seniors' home, and specially designed roofs that the local fire department uses for training. The new planted benches will be installed sometime in the spring, as the weather allows. I made them so the town could just pick them up with a forklift, put them where they want them, and then take them away in the fall. Just with a forklift, no manual lifting or anything, Barrett said. Though his enthusiasm for this exciting new project was evident, Barrett said that his favorite part of the job is watching his students grow as individuals and in their ability over the years. They master the craft that I'm teaching them and I get to see the projects and stuff that they've done. It's very satisfying.